Boker Tov, everyone. So, continuing the halachot of Bikur Cholim, there are two aspects to the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim. Aspect number one is caring for the needs and the well-being of the chole. This can be done in many different ways, as you could imagine, taking care of his physical needs, whether on his hospital bed or in his own home, running errands for him, picking things up for him, helping him walk, helping him move around. That's number one. Also, just caring for his emotional needs. If he needs to have a conversation with someone, especially many cholim who are in hospitals or in nursing homes are very bored and they have nothing to do and no one to speak to. So caring for his emotional needs included in that would be holding a conversation with him and just caring for him and hearing him out and just listening. The other aspect of Bikur Cholim is praying for him in his presence. There's a mitzvah to pray for chole in his presence, and that's preferable to do it mamash in his presence rather than away from him, because as the Gemara tells us, the Shekhinah is shore above the bed of a sick person, and therefore the tefillot are much more effective in his presence. Those are the two aspects of Bikur Cholim, and obviously many questions arise as to whether one can be mekayim the mitzvah Bikur Cholim. If he's not there, can you pick up a phone and have a conversation with him? So that would fill one of the aspects, not the other one. But there is definitely a chashivut to caring for the needs of the chole, whether in his presence, not in his presence. But those are the two aspects of Bikur Cholim. Have an amazing day.